Welcome to Workplace English Pod, a great way to improve your English on the go. Workplace English Pod is brought to you by Workplace English Training e-Platform, the Internet's largest business English resource for learners and teachers of business English. You can subscribe to Workplace English Training e-Platform at www.workplace-english-training.com and get access to podcast transcripts, study notes, interactive exercises, and thousands of additional resources in the training center. Telephoning. Bad news, making a cancellation. Often in business, things don't go according to plan. Sales fall, meetings are rescheduled, budgets are cut, orders are canceled, flights are delayed. So just how do we inform our colleagues or customers about bad news? How should we apologize, and how should we react to an apology? In this podcast lesson, we're going to use a telephone conversation between a buyer and a supplier to illustrate some of the common language used when giving and reacting to bad news. Andrea Succi, a clothes buyer from a large shop in London, is calling one of her suppliers, Prebdell Manufacturing in Hong Kong, to cancel a recently placed order. Because the company has recently declared a profit warning, the purchasing department is being required to reduce its purchases by 25%. However, the order with Prebdell was placed 1 week before this, and it might be too late to cancel. You're now going to listen to Andrea as she tries to cancel her order without damaging her business relationship with Prebdell.
Prebdell, Hong Kong. This is Angela speaking. May I help you?
Yes. Could I speak to Jackson Lau in production, please?
Just a moment. I'll transfer you.
Jackson Lau, can I help you?
Hello, Jackson. This is Andrea Succi calling from Zana Fashions in London.
Yes, hello, Andrea. How's business?
Well, funny you should ask, Jackson, because there's a problem, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm not sure if you've been reading the business news lately, but our company has recently declared a profit warning. The situation is this. We're getting a lot of pressure to cut costs this quarter, so the news isn't as bad as expected.
I see, and...
So I'm wondering if we could cancel that order we made last week.
Well, I can certainly understand your situation, but I'm not sure if there's anything we can do. Let me first just pull up your account. Oh, yes, I see it. The order was for 30,000 nits. Wow, Andrea, this order is almost a week old. It's probably in production now. I think you're aware of our policy that we need 48 hours' notice to cancel an order.
Yes, I'm aware of your policy. I do apologize for the trouble, Jackson. We've done so much business with you in the last 2 years, and I'm really hoping that you can call and stop the order. I'd really appreciate it if you could call the factory and see if it's in production already.
Well, I'll see what I can do, but I can't promise anything. Give me 2 minutes. Are you still there, Andrea?
Yes, I am. So, what's happening with the order?
Well, I've got good news and bad news. Which do you want first?
I'll take the bad news.
They've already started production.
Oh, and the good news?
They've only produced about one-third of the order, so I stopped them. So, you'll have to take that third of the order.
Okay, we can definitely accept that, Jackson. And once again, I'm terribly sorry for the inconvenience.
Well, luckily it was still in the early stages of production. I'm glad we were able to save you taking the full order. The receptionist at Prebdell answers the call with a standard opening. She says,
Prebdell, Hong Kong. This is Angela speaking. May I help you?
She states the name of the company, her name, and asks if she can help. Note that it is usually optional for a receptionist to give their name. Let's practice answering the phone on behalf of a company. Repeat these call openings after me. Biotech Limited, this is Paul speaking. How can I help you? Granger Cables, how may I help you? Lionel Vicks Supplies,
This is Jack speaking. May I help you? The caller wants to speak to someone in the company and asks,
Yes, could I speak to Jackson Lau in production, please?
Use the polite request phrases, could I please speak to, or may I speak to, followed by the person's name and the department, if you know it. Note that you can include please before the main verb or at the end of the sentence. You can also use the phrase, I'd like to speak to, but this is a little less polite and more direct than could I speak to. Let's practice using these phrases. Repeat these sentences after me. Could I speak to Jeff Bridges in sales, please? May I please speak to Mary Stewart in accounts? I'd like to speak to Fred Couples in marketing, please. The receptionist transfers Andrea to Jackson Lau. Let's hear their first exchange again.
Jackson Lau, can I help you?
Hello, Jackson. This is Andrea Sushi calling from Zana Fashions in London.
Yes, hello, Andrea. How's business?
Well, funny you should ask, Jackson, because there's a problem, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Andrea introduces herself to Jackson, giving her name and company name. She says,
Hello, Jackson. This is Andrea Sushi calling from Zana Fashions in London.
Andrea knows Jackson, so she uses the more informal greeting, hello, instead of good morning or good afternoon. After Jackson greets her, she warns him that she has some bad news by saying,
There's a problem, I'm afraid.
It's normal to break bad news in this way without actually saying what the bad news is. It's not necessary to state the bad news immediately. Here are some other phrases you could use to break bad news. Repeat these sentences after me. I'm afraid there's a problem. I'm sorry, but we have a problem. I'm afraid I have some bad news. When someone says they have a problem, it's important that you react to it in a polite and sympathetic way to show that you are concerned. Jackson responds,
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Even if their bad news may affect your business, you should still say you are sorry to hear it. Here are some other useful phrases you can use to react to bad news. Repeat them after me. Oh, that's too bad. Oh, what a shame. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I'm sorry to hear that you're having problems. Before explaining the problem, Andrea uses the phrase, The situation is this. Let's hear her again.
The situation is this. We're getting a lot of pressure to cut costs this quarter, so the news isn't as bad as expected.
You can use other phrases such as, Well, you see, it's a long story, but, and the problem is that, before you state the problem. For example, Well, you see, our training budget has been reduced by 40%. The problem is that we don't have enough qualified technicians. The purpose of Andrea's call is to cancel an order. Since she is late doing this, she needs to be very polite with her cancellation request. She uses the polite request phrase, I'm wondering if we could. Listen to Andrea's request.
So, I'm wondering if we could cancel that order we made last week.
I'm wondering if we could is a useful phrase, but make sure you use it in the right situation. For example, you wouldn't say, I'm wondering if you could copy this report for me. Or, I'm wondering if I could borrow your pen. Use the phrase when your request is an inconvenience to someone, as in the following examples. Practice the phrase by repeating the sentences after me. I'm wondering if I could take my annual leave next week. I'm wondering if you could come to work on Saturday. I'm wondering if you could do a few hours overtime tonight. When someone makes a polite request, we can answer yes or no, If our answer is no, we often use a softening phrase at first. Jackson says, "Well, I can certainly understand your situation, but I'm not sure if there's anything we can do." Jackson doesn't decline Andrea's request directly, but he suggests that he may not be able to accept it. Saying, "Sorry, but no," or "I'm afraid you can't cancel it," would be considered too direct and might offend the customer. So if the answer is likely to be no, first, show that you understand the customer's problem, and then indicate that there's only a possibility that you'll be able to grant the request. After finding out the details of the order, Jackson says, "I think you're aware of our policy that we need 48 hours' notice to cancel an order." When declining a request in a business situation, it's a good idea to remind your customer of your company's policy. Generally, customers will be aware of the policy, and when they hear it quoted to them, they'll realize that there is little they can do or say to make you change your mind. Jackson could also have said, "Company policy states that we need 48 hours' notice to cancel an order." "According to company policy, we need 48 hours' notice to cancel an order." Andrea admits that she is aware of the policy but is under a lot of pressure from her company to make cuts. The first thing she does is make a strong apology for the trouble her request might cause, and then she makes another very polite request. She's really trying hard to get some kind of result. Let's hear her again.
"Yes, I'm aware of your policy. I do apologize for the trouble, Jackson. We've done so much business with you in the last 2 years, and I'm really hoping that you can call and stop the order. I'd really appreciate it if you could call the factory and see if it's in production already."
First, let's practice apologizing strongly. There are a number of ways you can do this. Repeat these sentences after me. "I'm terribly sorry for the inconvenience. I hope this doesn't cause too much of a headache for you. I do apologize for the trouble." Earlier, we looked at the polite request structure, "I'm wondering if you could." Now, Andrea uses another polite yet strong request structure. She says, "I'd really appreciate it if you could." Only use this phrase if you know that your request will inconvenience someone. Let's practice the phrase. Repeat these sentences after me. "I'd really appreciate it if you could complete our order by 30 June. I'd really appreciate it if you could extend our credit a further 30 days. I'd really appreciate it if we could postpone our meeting until next week. Using soft, indirect language, apologizing, and making polite yet strong requests all help to put pressure on the person you're speaking with and yet maintain a good business relationship. If you adopt this approach and are careful of the language you use, you are more likely to get the results you want. Jackson, however, is still unable to say yes and continues to use language which indicates no. However, it's clear that his position is softening a little. He says, "Well, I'll see what I can do, but I can't promise anything." "I'll see what I can do" is a standard response to a difficult request. The purpose of the phrase is to give you time to make a decision and therefore not to say no directly to the customer, which might cause offense. Let's practice responding to difficult requests. Repeat these phrases after me. "I'll see what I can do, but I can't promise anything." "I'll have to look into it first, but I'm not sure if there's anything we can do." "I'll check, but I'm not sure we can do anything." Jackson checks with the factory and is able to partially grant Andrea's request. Andrea finishes the conversation by apologizing once again. She says,
"Okay, we can definitely accept that, Jackson. And once again, I'm terribly sorry for the inconvenience."
Since she has caused problems for Jackson's company,
It's good practice to say sorry again before finishing the conversation. This type of language helps to maintain good business relationships. In this podcast lesson, we looked at how to give and react to bad news in business situations. Business situations are different to social situations in that you need to be more careful with the language you use, especially in difficult situations which could cause problems for your customer or client. Generally, the language used in business is more considerate and polite, particularly when making a request which is likely to inconvenience someone and when apologizing. It's a good idea to become familiar with some of the key phrases for common business functions, such as requesting, apologizing, informing, reminding, etc. In this regard, please refer to the functional language reference sheet that accompanies this lesson. You can subscribe online at www.workplace-english-training.com.